insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. I would like to welcome you, brothers and sisters, to the program. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand more of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
قُلْ نَهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
We were speaking about the verses in Surah Baqarah that were dealing with the creation of Adam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels of his creation of this new being that the angels had not encountered before. We had arrived at the last couple of verses dealing with the story, which was where after Adam was put in that Garden of Eden, which we explained was not on earth according to some of the Mufassirin, because there's a bit of difference of opinion of what this is. There's different points, I don't want to get into the details, that give us or explain that, or hints that this garden was not on earth. One of them is this hubut that's mentioned in these verses. In verse 38 that we heard today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ نَهْبِطُ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. We said, get down from it. It's referring symbolically as when it's not on earth, it's in the heavens, as we say, not physically, but actually it's a higher level of existence, as scholars explain. So it was not on earth, yet it was not the Jannah, the paradise that we will, or those who are faithful and practicing and act according to God's law in this life would be entering in the hereafter. So we explained that after Adam was put on there in that garden, and he was told not to eat from a particular plant, which we said according to narrations was wheat, he went ahead and Shaitan told him that this, if you eat from this, it will actually cause you to have an eternal life. It would cause you to be angels, as other verses of the Holy Quran indicate. And they were tricked. Shaitan went as far as saying that and swearing that he is only intending the benefit of Adam and Eve. So they accepted that they ate from the plant. And we said that that was the reason why God had told him not to take from that, not to eat from it, was because if they would, that would mean that would be the end of their stay in that very easy life that they had without the hardships of the earth. And once they ate from it, they had to leave. But when they left at that point, they had also disobeyed God's order, and that's why the verses dealt with them very harshly and severely with Adam and Eve. And it said, قُلْ نَهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. In verse 36, that we dislodged them from what they were in, and we said, get down, being enemies of one another, on the earth shall be your abode and sustenance for a time. After that, the last verse that we dealt with was talking about the repentance of Adam, that Adam had seen certain names, according to some narrations, which was the name of the Holy Prophet and his household, that he had seen and he had noticed, and he had realized that they have a pretty high status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked by those names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And the verse said that إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, indeed Allah is the All-Merciful, and He's the one who is constantly accepting the repentance, with the explanation that we gave. At this point, the process of leaving the garden continues. In other words, they had to leave. That doesn't change, although he repented, but that doesn't change. It's been explained that what they did, the plant that they ate from, the consequence or the effect of eating from that tree was inevitably to leave that garden. It was not possible for him to stay after eating that. Just like if someone takes or consumes some poison, that poison is going to stop the heart, let's say, working, or the it's going to break the nervous system down, and it won't be functioning properly, and people will be dying. So that effect is not going to be taken away from it. Although he repented, and that disobedience that he had to Allah's command, that was forgiven. However, he still had to leave, and that's why he says, "قُلْنَا هَبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا." Again, it repeats that leave. You will leave. You will get down from it, from that garden. But instead of, or because the last time it was a pretty harsh tone that you will be enemies of one another and you shall stay on earth. But here it says, well, go down, and then it gives them some guidance that فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And in the next verse, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. This is like the like a brief statement that includes all the religions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to mankind. When you go on earth, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى, yet shall, should any guidance come to you from me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His guidance. So those who follow my guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. But those who are faithless and deny our signs, they shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That the guidance of God will come to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His message through different prophets at different times. This is the way human beings were created when they were put on earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the guidance. They are supposed to act accordingly. If they do, if we do, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, those who follow my guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. But if they are the ones who are faithless and deny the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be the inmates of fire, and they shall remain there forever. There's a couple points about this that I would like to emphasize on. The verse emphasizes that while we are on earth, what is important for us, if we want to have peace of mind, have no fear, no grieve, if we want to have that, what are we supposed to do? The Creator tells us that it's not about collecting money, having more property, having more power, having a better status in society. That's not being in a higher class in society. That's not what gives us this. That's not what causes us not to fear, not to grieve. We see actually the people that have more of this, whoever has gotten more wealth, they actually fear more. I remember, I guess all of us have seen this, that when the stock market goes down, some of those big shots start having heart attacks because they see that all of what they had collected is all of a sudden lost its value. So, but the poor person, the person that didn't have that, that's not going to really make a difference. Well, they had 10 bucks in their pocket. That's all they had. Now that's gone. Okay, great. Well, I can start all over. 10 bucks is not something that would be too difficult to gather again. But someone with all that wealth will have more fear as what they will lose. So they're constantly worrying. It is not that that will give us this peace of mind, this lack of grief. It is obedience. It is the acceptance of God's guidance, acceptance of it in the heart and also in practice. Now, there's a couple points about this. Let's dig a little deeper in this. There was an interesting hadith I was reading in the book by Sheikh Saduq, which is called Khisal. Sheikh Saduq is one of our very well-known scholars at the right after the minor occultation had finished and the major occultation had started. He's gathered over 300 books. One of those books is Khisal. In there, there was a narration that was very interesting. And that was the Imam tells his companion, don't ask God for something that has not been created. The companion exclaimed and was thinking, okay, how could, and he asked, why would anyone ask God for something that He has not created? Okay, God hasn't created a horse that's five times a normal horse. Okay, so why would I say, please God, give me that? That's not something that normally a wise person would do. So the person asks, why would anyone ask that? The Imam goes on to say that he answers the question as, why do we all gather all of the things that we do? The utensils, the goods, a better house, a better property, more rooms, more gardens, more cars these days, servants, more money and all of that. What do we want all that for? Do you want it for raha, the hadith says, for being comfortable, okay, not having any fear or grief, as this verse puts it. The fact of the matter, the Imam says there in the hadith, explaining to his companion, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created this world, the earth and that we're living on right now, for us to be, to have a very comfortable life. That has been left for the hereafter. This world, our life on earth, is a life of tests. It's a life of examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to examine us and test us in this life. Whatever we do, our actions, if we do good, then we will be moved to an eternal life of happiness, which will be in paradise. So with that, I would like to end this session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand better the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin. La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin.
الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله ملك الحق المبين.